Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Browns offseason rolling along. We are what? 29 days away from the NFL draft to go ahead and get you ready and to go ahead and recap his thoughts on the Browns offseason, some of the NFL shenanigans. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on our buddy, former Browns offensive lineman, Jason Pinkston. Jason, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's going on, fellas?
Well, we were just having a conversation because people were overreacting to opening day. Let me ask you. What is your favorite overreaction in sports? Like the early overreaction, like people overreact to opening day.
I would have to go with the draft. I mean, I think some people get crazy. They make all these mock drafts. Everybody wants to be the first to say, "I told you so." Look at my mock draft, or even like the March Madness with the brackets and the rankings. I think people overreach and overstep on that so hard instead of just enjoying it. You know, like I love baseball. I actually sat down and watched the Pirates opening day yesterday, but I don't get too crazy about it. I like to live in that moment and like just be there and enjoy it. And obviously the early season predictions on what the Browns' record's going to be and how they're going to finish. I hate when that gets, you know, a little bit of overreaction there.
So does this mean you're not going to give us your NFL draft grade the Monday after the NFL draft for the Browns?
I'm not, man, because I, you know, as you know, from my perspective and being in the draft and looking at, you know, being a kid and in college and laying down in my dorm room, and I'm sitting here watching all these mock drafts the year I got drafted, and it just gets so crazy. Every insider there is, they're dropping these mock drafts, and you know, Mel Kiper, he's dropping all this, and this is, he's falling out, this guy's not going to be there. It gets too crazy for me to keep up and follow it.
Jason, we'll get some football here in a minute, but I'm curious your thoughts on I'm not sure if you watched much baseball yesterday. It was opening day. The pitch clock made games almost 20 minutes faster than they were a season ago. I love it. What do you think about it?
I like it. I really do like it. I think it's a little wrinkle in there. I'm still trying to figure out who has the clear advantage in the pitch clock. It seems right now that the pitchers do. Some of these guys are taking advantage of, you know, they step in there and they're letting it fly right away, and some of the batters are not ready. I like it. I think, you know, I love going to the ballpark and watching the game, and sometimes they can drag, man. So anything to speed up a little bit, I'm all for it.
Jason Pinkston on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline breaking down the latest of the Browns. And Jason, Pro Football Focus, they have their pre-draft power rankings, famous overreactions, and they just posted them today. They have the Browns 21st after free agency. Is that too high, too low, or just right?
I think it's just right. You know, I think there's that we picked up a couple guys in free agency that have potential to be very good players. So I don't mind the ranking to say from PFF. I like them. I follow them. You know, their stats, they get down to it, and they watch a lot of tape, and they rank these guys. So I'm okay with the ranking at 21. I'm okay with that.
Jason Pinkston joins us on the hotline, as he does each and every Friday throughout the year. Lamar Jackson. Jason, it's weird to see the situation unfold. I don't think he's doing himself any favors by not having an agent, but neither here nor there, there's no deal done, and it doesn't seem like teams are knocking down the Ravens' door to try and, you know, sign him to an offer sheet here. Is he making a mistake? What would you do if you're Lamar Jackson?
I think I would have hired an agent, you know, someone who has relationships with some of these, you know, these upper management guys. It'll be interesting to see what happens during the draft, because there's always a lot of moves and trades and deals being made around that time. But unfortunately for him, I truly believe that this may go into the season, late in the training camp. I don't think anything's going to be done right away. It seems like the Ravens are, you know, they're kind of sticking to their guns now. They just got to come up with a number that is acceptable for the team and organization and what for Lamar as well. I think it's going to be very hard for him to get the type of money that he wants. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that he has played better than some of the quarterbacks who are paid very high, but I just see the guaranteed contracts and guaranteed money. It's just not, I don't think that's going to go anywhere fast with the NFL as it does in other sports.
Yeah, there's been some talk, Jason, about Lamar Jackson maybe sitting out this season if the Ravens, you know, don't – again, he's not signed to an offer sheet, and they just try to get him on the franchise tag. I feel like that's a mistake for him. I mean, this guy's got a lot to prove. He needs to play. He certainly is rubbing people a little bit the wrong way right now. If you were Lamar, would you sit out?
You know, it's easy for me to sit here and say I would not sit out. But I think that's a mistake on his part, just because, you know, there's nothing you can do in the offseason to simulate playing an NFL football game. The speed of the game, the different defenses, like when you have, or like when these guys are coming back from injury, it takes a while to get back into that form you are in. You know, we've seen it with Deshaun. You know, obviously he was out for a year and couldn't play. And, you know, there's a drop-off there where you have to work yourself back into to the player you were in. I hate to see him go down that road. I understand where he's at with it. You know, this is his livelihood and his money. And, you know, one rule in the locker room is that you don't talk about another man's pockets. And I get it. If he sits out and he wants to, you know, take the stand that this is what I'm worth and I'm not playing without it, I mean, I get it. But me personally, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, it's better to show up and do what you need to do and prove to them why you want and you're commanding that type of money that you want.
Jason, Travis Kelce, Cleveland's own, admitted on his podcast with his older brother the other day. They showed him the yearly NFL head coach picture, and he could name like 12 of the 32 head coaches. Back in your day when you were playing, if I gave you a picture from the NFL owners' meetings of the 32 NFL head coaches, would you have been able to name all 32 correctly?
No way. There's no absolute chance I could do that. I think I could get more than 12 and beat that, but all 32, that's tough.
What about today?
I'll be honest with you. I looked at that photo. There's like six guys I couldn't recognize.
Yeah, there were two or three that even I struggle with, and I've got a pretty good face recollection.
Yeah, I was looking through the photo too. I'm like, wait, who is that guy? And I'm like, I have no idea. But it's hard. That was a hard photo to recognize some people in there.
Jason, to circle back to the Browns here, obviously we're just talking trades and free agency here, but of the moves they did make, is there a move that you like the most?
I love the D-tackle. I love the D-tackle from Minnesota. I think he's going to be a good player. It's something we need. I think it's going to be one of our better D-tackles that we've had in a long time. You know, so that I think that was a huge, huge move for us. I mean, we picked up some very good players, man. I'm definitely excited for it. I'll be interested to see if we try to make something happen during the draft and move up and get back into maybe the second round. I highly doubt that we're willing to trade away some picks to get in the first round. But I like I said before, I think we do need another defensive tackle inside. You know, one guy's just not going to change the whole dynamic, but it's definitely going to put us in the right direction.
Jason, is there a move you wish they would have made?
You know what? I was a big fan of Javon Hargrave from the Eagles that was in Pittsburgh as well. I think he was a stud, and he dominated once he left Pittsburgh and got to Philly. And I really wish that we would have had a chance to get him. But, you know, he signed for some big money in San Francisco, and their defense is they got a lot better. I mean, they got a stacked defense already, and they added him to the mix. They're gonna be a team that's gonna be tough to run the ball against and tough to throw the ball. I would have loved to see us really take a crack at getting him.
All right, I know Pittsburgh doesn't have NBA team, so I can ask you this: I'm gonna need your Cavs playoff prediction.
Ooh, that's rough, man. I've been following them a little bit, not as much. I'm not really into NBA basketball that much, but the games I've caught and I've seen, they have a young, nice, good core of players, a good team. It's awesome to see them get back to the playoffs. I'm hoping they can get at least to the first get through the first round, make it to the second round, and maybe to the third. Like I said, I'm not a big basketball guy. I'm more of a college basketball more than NBA. But I will watch during the playoffs because it seems that the basketball, it's there's a little more defense being played. It's taken a lot more serious. I hate watching these games where there's you know 130 points scored by each team. I'm not a fan of that type of basketball.
I was just trying to set you up for the softball of they're going to win the championship. But that's okay. It's all right. You gave us an honest answer there. All right.
That'd be
so
great
LeBron
if they
has said.
I'd attend a parade.
Well, I just wanted you to be able to say, like, 2 months from now, if they actually did, then you could take the victory lap. I was just hoping we could get that going because then we could play it for, like, the next 4 hours and be like, Jason Pinkston said the Cavs are going to win the championship. And then just stoke the phones. You know, really, we're men of people. We're men of the people. It's that simple.
Real quick. I get it. That's going to be tough.
LeBron says he refuses to pay for Twitter Blue to keep his blue check mark. So the question becomes, what's one cheap thing you refuse to spend money on?
Oh, boy. Oh, man, that's a tough one. I would have to agree with LeBron in this one. I refuse. Like, if I lose my blue check, then hey, you know, see ya. No one knows who the heck I am anyway, so it really doesn't matter. What would I refuse to spend money on? Man, darn, that's hard because I have kids, so I have to, like, buy everything. You walk into a store, I walk into a store, hey, I need to grab two things. I've $200 later of toys. darn, I don't know, man. That's a tough question.
Any subscriptions or anything?
I hate subscriptions.
Why'd you give that look, Nick?
I will say that. I don't even pay for my Netflix right now. I use my sister-in-law's. That's one thing I refuse to pay for. I will say that.
Attaboy.
I use my sister's.
That's
my
the way you get it.
Yeah, I refuse.
Until you try to watch a show and there's too many people on it.
Yes, that has happened. I've been watching the show, and it's like, oh, it's just connected, or it won't log in because they're on it, and then the kids are on it. But Netflix is one. I don't know why, because when I sign up for subscriptions, I feel like you sign up for them, and then when you check your bank statements, you're getting this charge, that charge. I absolutely hate that. Cause I'm like, when the heck did I sign up for YouTube TV? And I've never watched it, but it's on there. So I do hate paying for those type of subscriptions.
Pink, great stuff, buddy. Have a great weekend, man, and really do appreciate your time, bud. Thanks so much.
You guys too, man. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, fellas.
I'm always surprised at the amount of people who are like, I don't pay for my subscriptions. I don't pay for my Netflix. Somebody else pays for my Spotify. Like, I'm the cheapest bastard there is.
Yeah, I'm also not in college anymore.
That's a good cut. Good cut. Like, I was a little surprised. I mean, it's a good swing. I agree, though.
Yeah. I mean, I pay for everything.
Yeah. Well, if I can double dip, I will.
You know me well enough that I think you could attest to this. Same as Spano. I'm on the all convenience team. Like, I'm spare no expense. Probably why I don't have any money.
I was going to say, like, I am. There are things that I'm willing to pay for in the name of convenience, but I will say we've gone through it. We have a cap in the Wilson house. Like, all of a sudden, I'll look on my Prime membership, and, oh, there's a Stars membership. And I'll have to, like, okay, which one of you did this?
Which one of you so-and-so?
Because we didn't need that, all right? We already have Netflix and Amazon, we're okay. We can live, all right?
Something my wife does all the time.
I'm not asking you to be Amish. I'm just asking you not to have 75 app subscriptions. Yeah. When I went from Hulu Live back to Spectrum so I could watch, any Cleveland sporting event, the attitude I got because I refused to pay for just the basic Hulu. Like, guys, you would have thought I was like,
Attitude from who? Like, your wife and kids?
Wife and kids. It was as if I threw them in the gulag. And I'm like, guys, you have the other apps. You still have, and you have Disney Plus. Fly, little butterflies, fly. So we're bringing up this conversation.
Oh, my kids are, both our kids, all of our kids, are extremely spoiled.
Yes. Yep. And that's on us, by the way.
No, I know.
Because we're the spoilers. It's like I always loved when people would like criticize our generation, and they'd be like, "Ah, you're a generation of participation trophies," and I'm like, "We didn't buy them and hand them to ourselves, Hoss. All right, y'all bought the trophies; we just accepted them." But we're having this conversation because LeBron, LeBron's a weirdo. Can we just own that? Can we all say that without meaning like a mean thing to LeBron? He's a bit of a goop, right? And last night, this was last night, right? I'm trying to think of when the exact tweet went out.
It was this morning.
This morning, yeah. No, it was about 4 hours ago. LeBron finally weighed in on the Twitter blue status, where if – what's the exact date? Is it today?
That's tomorrow.
April 1, if you didn't buy Twitter blue, your blue check mark goes away.
That's not confirmed 100%.
Okay.
But I don't know. Basically – and I got an email from our friends at ESPN sending it out to all the talent saying, hey, listen, we're not exactly sure how this is going to go, but basically your options are buy Twitter blue or lose your blue.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of what we're left with.
So LeBron tweeted out this morning, well, guess my blue check mark will be gone soon because if you know me, I ain't paying the five.
And that's hilarious because there's been stories from like days when LeBron was in Cleveland.
LeBron the tipper?
No, not that. That like in the locker room, apparently, you know, they play loud music or whatever to get hype or before or after the game, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And like LeBron will like connect his phone to the Bluetooth and like it's like Pandora and then an ad comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fedor actually tweeted that LeBron. Today too.
Who did?
Fedor actually tweeted about that today.
I think he's the one that told us the story.
Yeah, I think he was. I think all the beat reporters at that time kind of knew the story. But yeah, so Chris put it out there.
He's like listening to some hardcore hip hop, and then all of a sudden, an ad for Viagra comes on.
All right, but here's the problem with this. Like if Pandora, unless you have a partnership, I could understand not wanting to pay $5.99. LeBron has 53 million followers. So the idea that the blue check mark's going to go away and he's not going to lose followers, I actually don't buy that because LeBron makes money off his social media. So him having a blue check mark actually meets, like to you and me.
It actually helps him.
Like to you and me, I'm not going to pay for Twitter blue.
I'm paying for it because I want the two-factor authentication.
Yep. At that point, if we.
Which is, by the way, genius by whoever, Elon or somebody.
If I get hacked, I get hacked. We're all bound to get hacked at some point. I got no secrets. But to the LeBron thing, you've got 53 million followers. That probably means several million dollars a year between your Twitter, your Instagram, and maybe if he has a TikTok. But like, you're the one guy that should just bite the bullet and pay the $5, right?
It's $11 a month.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you're a millionaire.
He's a billionaire, basically, right?
Elon's a billionaire. Get together in the billionaire club. Hey, here's some of that pizza that I have. I'll give you a free pizza a month if you go ahead and give me Twitter blue free.
Why not make a phone call to Elon and be like, hey, man, I'll promote Twitter blue for you. Throw me some cheese.
I would pay twice as much for Twitter blue if it meant I didn't have to talk to Elon Musk. He's a genius. He's not a genius. We can all have our different theories on him. I feel like a conversation with that guy would be tedious as hell. Right? This isn't Bezos. Bezos started with nothing. And Bezos, I feel like you'd at least be able to carry a conversation.
What's Elon's background?
Elon, he inherited.
He started on third base.
Yes. Elon's going to try and have a conversation with you in Martian. That's the kind of conversation where that's going to go.
Yeah.
You'll be speaking English, and it'll be like, bleep, blop, bloop, blop, bleep, blop. And you'll be like, okay, I'm out. Bill me twice. 216-474-0092. So we asked Jason Pinkston, we ask you, what's the one cheap thing you refuse to spend money on?
What's the one you won't do? It's the Hulu?
Shoes.
Oh, wait.
Everything. Let's see.
Let me think if I can find something that I won't spend money on.
So, Top Dog Tailgate, our buddies chime in, paying for chips at a restaurant, like a Mexican restaurant, saying it's supposed to be a free complimentary thing, won't pay for it. Can I be honest with you? I'm not in love with having to pay for the queso. All right?
It's like $3.
No. It's usually like anywhere from $6 to $10. If you're going to give me – queso is not much more expensive.
You're going out to dinner.
Yeah, but queso is not much more expensive than making homemade pico de gallo or whatever salsa that you have. So if you can give me home – I feel like you should be able to choose. I'm going to make sure I tip everybody. All right? I'm going to make sure that I buy more food than I can possibly eat. So just give me the queso for free. But I agree. I wouldn't – if I found out that I had to pay for the chips, no bueno. I'm probably leaving the restaurant, honestly.
Did I ever tell this story? I once went to this restaurant. It was – no names here, of course.
Uh-huh.
Don't want to denigrate any businesses. It was actually like a kind of a chain restaurant, but either – doesn't matter. I went into this place, taco place, and I asked, hey, can I get some chips and salsa? And the bartender lady was like – really mean with me. And she's like, you know you have to pay for them, right? And I'm like, okay. And she was like really offended by the fact that I was willing to pay. I'm like, yeah, not a big deal. That's why she's like, we're not that kind of restaurant.
So,
like, what do you mean? I didn't ask for anything for free.
So I can understand having to say, hey, you actually have to pay for them. I can't understand being mad about any of this.
She was
like offended.
Oh, she was an angry elf.
Reform smoker saying, I have a theory. LeBron doesn't want to pay for the blue check mark because the bots will no longer be able to follow him and would hurt his social status. I should have read the full thing before I read it on air. I think Reform smoker might not be a LeBron fan. I think the subtext is there. Actually, my conspiracy theory about this is LeBron put it out there so that one of his partners would pay for it for him. Right? LeBron's like, oh, I'm not doing this. And then somebody that he actually advertises it.
I just don't know why he puts it out there because you know for a fact. Because
he's a weirdo.
He's not going to lose his blue check mark.
I actually am now going to be really watching his Twitter to see if he
loses
his blue check mark.
I kind of hope Elon takes his blue check mark away like immediately.
Yeah. Like it'd actually be really funny. Because here's the thing. I think LeBron will then have a little hissy fit. Let's see. Nope, not going on that one. All right, I had somebody.
There you go.
Dan. What is the one cheap thing you refuse to spend money on? What's up, buddy?
Cheap thing? Female companionship. I mean, I understand that you can, when I was in the Marine Corps, in the service, two things I didn't like to do. Uh-oh. I didn't like to pay for the outright female companionship, nor would I pay to go into a strip club. My view was, I'm not that bad looking. But I'd rather wine and dine someone, go to a bar, buy drinks, and pay in that way than I would, you know, it's the chase and all that. But I never could. My guys hated me because I wouldn't pay to get into a strip club. I'm going to take my chances down at the club and see if I can, you know.
You know what's funny, Dan?
What's that, brother?
Thank you for the call, Dan. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Actually reminds me of something. Like, I've got buddies that love to go to strip clubs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just not interested.
Well, I'd just like to point out.
Like, I'll pay for anything. I don't want to spend $30-$40 on a lap dance.
So, you know.
Sorry.
Strip club, not a strip club. Paying for female companionship is not cheap. Like, I don't know where Dan was going, but I'm just going to tell you. Like, I'm not familiar with all the rates here, but I've always heard that is an expensive.
Did he say he was in the military?
Yes.
Okay. So
it might be a little, you know, international.
Price variations based on the country.
Yeah, international exchange rate might be a little different, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's necessarily affordable. We're talking, you know, Netflix accounts. We're talking about, you know what I have? Down in Charlotte, there was a club, and I contrary to popular belief, I do love to go golfing. They had a low monthly subscription that really, if you just went golfing there twice a month, it would pay for itself. Actually, like halfway through the extra 18 holes, it would pay for itself. And there was something about committing to a golf course subscription for 12 months that I just couldn't do. I don't know if it's that I felt it was too foofy. I don't know if I felt like I just haven't arrived at that place where I can afford that. But it was like $25 a month. for the ability to golf upwards of four or five times individually, of course. They were okay. Individual.
Yeah.
But I remember just being like, I don't know. I don't know if I really need – like, I really kind of cheaped out on it.
So, I don't like to pay for golf.
Yeah, that's fair. And it's so bad because, like, it's kind of like, well, with your servers. You should always tip your server because, you know, that's like a struggling business.
Right.
Same thing with golf. But, man, if I can get free – when I get free golf, Dustin, it's like heaven.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's the absolute best. That's a really good one.
Yeah. I mean, I only play golf basically when I'm invited. Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll spend thousands of dollars a year on court time for tennis.
Uh-huh.
And for shoes and gear and things like that. Golf? Eh. Not for me.
What's the relatively cheap thing you refuse, and I mean refuse to pay for? And I'm just going to start with a caller here because as soon as I saw this, I like shouted amen, and it's Ty. Ty, welcome to the show.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ty. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I absolutely refuse to pay for extra dipping sauces at a restaurant.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Not,
you know what?
Yes, King.
He wins.
Yep. Yeah. So I found workarounds, right? And there's a little thing that I do, Ty. And what I'll do is, and there's one fast food drive-thru where they always, if you try and get more than four, they try and ding you financially. And so you know what I like? I like to use the line, I'm going to need as much blank sauce, whatever the sauce is, because I'm not trying to, you know, trying to upset the uppers here by giving free a pub away. But give me as much blank sauce as you can legally afford to give me. And I swear to you, they never disappoint. If I go...
You say as much as you can legally afford
legally
to...
give me. It's a dad joke. And it works every time.
Huh.
I've never had to pay... They never try and upsell me to the bottle. They never are like, oh, actually, each new container's 50 cents each. If you use that dad joke... It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
That's where they get you on Uber Eats, too.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I mean, they'll hit you for, like, packets of ketchup.
Packets of ranch! Dude, if I'd known it was going to cost 50 cents to a dollar more for ranch,
like,
I would have walked to my kitchen.
I already got a $9 bottle in the fridge.
I got the donkey bottle in the fridge.
Got
what
the
are we
donkey.
Doing here? Oh. And then when they have the gall to be like, that'll be 50 cents, it's like, Like,
you know what I hate?
You're about to channel my Karen.
Oh, man. I do hate those servers that make sure to bring it up. Like, I'm going to have to charge you 50 cents for it.
Yeah. You know, there's an upcharge. Oh, I got your upcharge.
If there's an upcharge, like, for, you know, a lobster tail, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a packet of ranch.
Or, honestly.
Or a cup of ranch.
Like, I'll do this downstairs where it's like, can I substitute? Yeah, there's a little upcharge. That makes sense. I'm substituting something on the menu that doesn't go there. Totally get it. I'm paying for something extra. I'm not going to be upcharged over ketchup. Man, I feel like we really worked through something. That stuff really gets me mad, too. Sean, what is one cheap thing you refuse to pay for? Hello, Sean. Is it cell service?
I'm sorry. Ice.
No worries,
ice.
Buddy.
Ice.
Oh, yeah.
Ice.
Yeah.
Who charges for ice?
Like water.
No.
Water,
gas station?
Water is supposed to happen, and then they try to, because ice technically is a food, but that's what they do to you.
Because water is supposed to happen.
Ding! Didn't he already call the show once today?
I don't know.
Under a different name?
Oh, wait, John? Could it have been John?
I think John and John.
Did maybe Keith just not hear
Keith,
John?
Yeah, Keith has
I don't think that was him though.
It sounded like him.
Not here. It didn't.
So, I will say, because I have well water, if I want good ice, I have to pay for a bag of ice, and I was okay doing it. But my kids, I don't know what it is about kids. They love ice. And so I would buy ice for, like, margaritas on a Friday, use one-tenth of the bag. I would go in there, like, 4 days later to get some ice for, like, just to cool down my water. And the bag would be gone. So I also now refuse to pay for ice. because my kids cannot handle themselves around free ice. Try to teach him a lesson. Other Sean, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey. Thanks.
Hey.
I'm Real Sean.
Hey, Real Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hi. So, it's a two-parter thing. Because of the industry I'm in, hoodies and backpacks.
Okay. Alrighty.
I refuse. We get so much swag thrown at us by vendors. If my kid needs a backpack, I go in my closet and say, pick one.
Oh, that's pretty baller, honestly. Just being honest with you, that's a baller thing to be able to go into a closet and just have free swag.
Sure. Thanks.
Buddy. What else do you have, buddy?
That was about it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I thought that was a two-parter.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that, Sean. I set you up to fail. Let's go with Brian. What is a free thing? What is a cheap thing you refuse to pay for?
I'll refuse to pay for, and I'll go out of my way to get it, is air for your tires at a gas station.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
I got so upset with this because I've got, like, one of my vehicles has, like, one tire that's, like,
the rim
doesn't seal quite perffectly, so the air goes down when it's, like, it's cold out.
Uh-huh.
So I just bought, like, an air compressor on Amazon because I'm not going to go to the gas station and spend $2 on air.
So
I'm breathing it for free.
It's like water. It happens, right? So I have an air compressor, too. But I will say, have you ever gone to, like, a really good air compressor? You can't really tell the difference between paying for a good air compressor and a bad air compressor until you've actually put the money in. But there was an air compressor in Charlotte that you could fill up a tire. If it was, like, half flat, you could fill up your tire in, like, 30 seconds. Like, it was, like, Insta-air. And
Insta-air.
Okay. I'll be honest with you, it's the only time I've ever been like, that was worth it. I would pay for that nine times. It was like $3 for air, but it was $3 for 30 seconds of air, and it was smack dab right there. I think LeBron's being an idiot or just dramatic.
Show your work.
No, I just think he's being a baby. I'm not going to pay $11. Dude, you're a billionaire. All right? And I understand, how do you become a billionaire or a decabillionaire?
Is it a bad look for LeBron? You've got $1 billion.
It's a little tchotchke.
And you go on this app where every single person that uses it has less money than you.
You and I,
for the most part.
You and I are LeBron stans. We're honks, right?
Yeah.
We love us some Bron. So we should be, if LeBron honks can't say it, who can? It's a tchotchke look.
Is it just something, though, for you guys? I mean, I understand how it looks from a cheap perspective. Is there something to be said, though, for not wanting companies to have your credit card information? Like a reoccurring charge. Like a reoccurring charge. If you're a famous person, is there something to that?
Keith, if you have an iPhone, which I'm sure LeBron does, you have iCloud, you have iTunes, you've got a credit card stored there. That's where they bill you.
Uh-huh.
Like I didn't give Twitter my credit card. It just goes through my Apple subscriptions.
Yeah, maybe he just feels like he doesn't want people to have access to any part of his technology. I don't know.
All right, what about this? What if he just doesn't want Elon Musk to have his information? Because of the billionaires, like, I feel reasonably well I can trust Bezos with my money. Hey, Elon, there's still something about that cat I don't feel great about.
If you're LeBron James, you don't have, like, a checking account with a debit card that you just keep money in for your subscriptions?
Is it like a burner phone?
Like a burner, like, checking account. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I want that kind of money.
I don't know. Like, you really that paranoid this day and age to let somebody have your credit card?
Let's see how many more
of these
calls.
Don't give me your Amex.
We can get in here. Sandro, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you? Well, buddy. What you got?
Good. I got one that no one will ever get. I print coupons at work here. So, you know, like going to Arby's and all that, you know, how, like, they have the expiration dates?
Uh-huh.
And you have to give them, you know, like, you know, the coupons when you go. I print extra ones at work, and they look like the real thing because I have a color copier here at work.
Sandro, that is excellent. You keep you keep printing those coupons, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Real quick, Czar, what do you have for us?
I refuse to pay for bottled water. I'm paying for it already. It's coming into the house. I get it out of the tap. Why am I going to pay for it again?
Yeah, between ice and water, I got to own up to this guy. So again, we have the water's okay. It's just you don't want to drink a lot of it. Like, it's not toxic, but it's just it's well water, and it has a high salt volume even when we put the salt in it. I have to buy bottled water, and my kids waste it too. Mm-hmm. You go up into their room, it's like the movie Signs with Mel Gibson's daughter. There's just like 17 bottles of water that are half open and half drank. And, oh, my God, it's the only thing that makes me want to kick my kids out of my
house. I'm right there with you, Nick. Every single time we have people over at the house, like a big any kind of big gathering, there's at least a half a dozen to a dozen bottles that are half drank, sitting all. It drives me nuts.
How about cans of soda with two sips taken out of them?
No, yeah, and
that's worse.
You know who's notorious for that? And she better not be listening because I'll be sleeping on the couch. My wife, Ness, is notorious for the. I've opened a can of pop, I've taken two sips, and I've fallen asleep, and that can no longer exists to her.
Well, it doesn't exist because she's now asleep and it's flat.
Nope. You opened it, suck it up, and finish that pop, buttercup. That's where we're
at. Ooh, that's harsh.
Yep. You know what? We live in a harsh world.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.